Welcome to the Bride of Christ podcast, where we exalt our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and continuously learn through this thing called life with the only handbook we need, the living word of God, the Bible. I'm your host, Asha, and today's topic is, I had to let her go, my testimony. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for today. I thank you, Lord, that today is the day that you have made and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I thank you, Lord God, that you make all things new. I thank you, Lord God, that there is no one like you in all of the earth. And I thank you, Lord God, that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that you are the King of Kings. Lord, I repent of all of my sins, sins of omission and commission, things known and unknown. And Father God, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray that you use me as the vessel that you have created me to be, that you pour into me, Father God, and that your Holy Spirit moves and uses my body in the mighty name of Jesus to deliver this message. Lord, as difficult as this is, Lord, I thank you for strengthening me to do it. I thank you for strengthening me and delivering me from my past. I thank you, Lord God, for your love and kindness and your mercy. And I pray that whomever watches this video or listens to this podcast is delivered and freed and their life is never the same from this day forward. Father God, I give you all the honor, glory, and praise. I thank you, Lord God, for being such a good father. And I thank you, Lord God, for being everything that we need, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus over this video. I plead the blood of Jesus over all the files, Father God, for this video. And Lord, I just thank you. I thank you, Lord God, that your gospel will be proclaimed to the ends of the earth. I thank you, Lord God, for your love and kindness and your mercy. I bind every ambush of the enemy, every destruction, every diabolical plan of the enemy in the mighty name of Jesus, and all forms of witchcraft, and loose it back into the pit of hell so that it may never return again. Lord, I thank you. I worship you. I give you all the honor, glory, and praise. And I thank you for revelation through the Holy Spirit in Jesus' mighty name. It is so and it shall not be otherwise. Amen. Welcome to episode 2 of the Bride of Christ podcast. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in. And I pray that this video truly does bless you. Today, we are going to be starting in just reading John chapter 15, verse 1. And I really just want to focus on this passage just because when we are a new thing in Christ, like we talked about in episode 1, the Lord does have to prune you and he does have to create in you a clean heart and renew a right spirit within you, which requires you to be trimmed down, which requires for the things that you used to do to be torn down or cut as if you were a tree or a branch. So today we're going to be talking about being connected to the source, being connected to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and how important it is to be connected to him. So when you're in the new thing and once he delivers you, you're able to move forward in the mighty name of Jesus. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get into it. John chapter 15, verse 1. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. This is my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. So we read John chapter 15, verses 1 through 7. And the Lord led me to this, and he wanted this to be the foundation for this episode. So we have to be connected to the true source, which is Jesus Christ. But most importantly, because he is the true vine. All right, let's get into my testimony. So first and foremost, I just want to say that I was clearly supposed to be here, okay? Me being here was not a mistake. My biological father made sure to get my mother pregnant, And that's how I came about. He let her know when she was holding me what he did in order to get her pregnant. My mother got pregnant her first time, and I was clearly supposed to be here. So I was basically brought into a home that was abusive. Okay, my biological father was extremely abusive to my mother. This actually plays into why I used to hate confined dark spaces, because my mother would put me in there when my biological father would abuse her. It got to the point to where my father was actually hurting me, and he would dig his nails into my toes. My mother ended up seeing that, finding out, and she left. So we left. We ended up going to my great-grandmother, and she didn't know what was going on. So she ended up telling my biological father where we were. So he came. He was standing over my mama and woke her up. And he assaulted my mom. He also attacked my mama and stabbed her. And he kidnapped me. Now, a couple years ago, I had a dream that someone was carrying me in their arms in the woods and took me to the church that I grew up in, which was a Baptist church, and held me up at the altar. And I told my mama about it, and she was like, no, that actually happened, because you were missing for hours. And when you were finally given back to me, you were actually under someone's house. They just heard a baby crying. So my biological father actually left me under a house. But by the grace of God, I was found. Nothing was wrong with me. But even though my biological father didn't necessarily have a relationship with the Lord revealed to me that he still surrendered me to the Lord. So a couple years later, I grow up. I end up finding out that my biological father unalived himself along with his girlfriend, and she was pregnant. And my biological father did struggle with bipolarism, schizophrenia, and PTSD. After his mother died, there was a switch in him, and unfortunately he succumbed to what he was fighting. Fast forward a little bit more, we weren't able to go to the funeral because he said that he was going to fake his death and hurt us, so we weren't able to go to the funeral. I also end up finding out that my biological father unalived himself through my stepdad, because my mom was actually with him during this time as well. So my mom ends up getting with him. I do have two siblings, and I also have a step sibling. I love all of my siblings very much, but for just privacy reasons, I'm not going to specify their names, ages, none of that. So moving along, my mom and my stepdad, they end up having a relationship, end up getting married, and we end up moving here to Georgia because my dad ended up getting a job here. So I will say, in Alabama, we were going to church. We literally were truly seeking the Lord as a family. I will say that. And I thought that things were great. I was still growing up and learning, even though I didn't have that connection with my biological father because he was no longer here. I looked at my stepdad as someone that, in a sense, could fill that void, and I could really have that relationship with him. But once we moved here, everything changed. So we moved here, and this was around the time that ATL came out. So I was super excited. Like, I was a preteen, but I was excited because I'm just like, oh my gosh, what? So yeah, I end up going to middle school here. I also went to high school here. But in the fifth grade, I end up going to one elementary school that didn't work out because it was just a lot going on at that school, and my parents took me out. And so we end up moving to somewhere else. I end up going to that school. I was in drama, chorus, all of the things. The arts was always something that made me happy, just because I sing and I'm also a songwriter. So anything as far as singing, like, I just am always just over the moon and very fulfilled. I really do believe that that's what the Lord has called me to do, because I feel like I'm at home when I act or when I dance or when I sing, mainly when I sing though. So middle school was honestly so fun. I loved middle school. I loved middle school a little too much. I had an amazing theater teacher, and she was just amazing. Her name is Miss Meadows, and I absolutely loved her. She played a very big part in my life along with my course teacher in high school, as far as the woman that I am today. So I greatly appreciate those two women. So high school is when things really started to shift, not only at home, but also at school and just in my social life, right? So I end up going to a middle school that was predominantly white initially, and then I end up going to a school that was predominantly black along with Hispanic, Asian, etc. So it was a complete change for me. And even though I came from Alabama, I was still young there, so I didn't really understand a lot of social things. So getting to know different types of people with different types of background was very much a culture shock for me, and there was a lot of adjusting. So we end up moving to this house. I end up going to this one school for high school. Honestly, freshman year, sophomore year, they were a breeze for me. I was in AP classes. I was doing exactly what I was called to do, as far as school and the arts was concerned. But 11th grade and 12th grade, and after I graduated, my life changed. So in my junior year and my senior year, I did do track along with cross country. I also did chorus. I also did drama. I was literally in everything that I could be in just because I didn't want to be at home. And the reason why is because there was just a lot of things that I did not understand going on at home. There would be figures that I would see in my home. Around this time, the law of attraction also came out, and my dad, he ended up bringing it home. And we also had to watch horror movies all the time. Like, I don't know why, but he always wanted to watch horror movies. We would have haunted houses, like around Halloween, in the lower part of our house. So I really do believe that since I didn't necessarily have a male figure in the home that was really praying, and my mom was the only one praying, but she was also on not hard medication, but she was on medication because of things that had happened with my biological father. There were a lot of things that my mom just wasn't privy to, or she was just always at work, because a lot of times my mom was at work a lot. So spiritually, we were opened up to a lot of different things. And I was searching for something. Now, during this time, of course, it's the early 2010s or whatever. So Beyonce, Rihanna, all of these people are the biggest right now. Like, this is when it was actually celebrities. And so I was just so fascinated by being famous. I was so fascinated with being like the best singer in the world and just having all of these people love me and want me and all this kind of stuff. Not in like a perverted way, but I just wanted to be known. And so that's why I tried to keep myself busy and do everything in school to where I would have all of this practice. So then when I did have my big moment, I would be able to shine. So I knew of Jesus, but I didn't really have a relationship with Jesus yet. But I knew that I was searching for something, right? I knew that I was seeking something. And a lot of times I was searching in all the wrong places because I didn't really know where my help came from. I didn't know where or who my identity was in. So there were a lot of gray areas in my childhood to where I was just trying to figure out my identity and who I was. And I also played basketball. I loved basketball so, so much. I was a really great shooter, especially in my neighborhood. So I would just more so engulf myself in things that I was good at and hobbies that I had or gifts that I was given. Like, I just felt like that was my outlet. So of course, during this time, we're dealing with Halloween parties, horror movies, and all this kind of stuff. On top of all of this, since I was the oldest, a lot of responsibility fell on me. So as far as the house being clean, things being in order, it fell on me. So my grades slipped along with me being in an unnecessary relationship during this time as well, because I was just searching and searching and searching for something. And then on top of that, my stepdad was very, very abusive to us. And he was in the military. I don't know how he grew up, but the things that we would deal with as children or even as teens was just unknown. Like, it was really unknown, very unnecessary. There would be times when we would not be able to eat. One time I was chained to a bathroom toilet and I had to eat bread on a plastic plate. A lot of things I've honestly like just blacked out of my mind because it's trauma. Like, you don't want to deal with it. Of course the Lord has dealt with it now, but there were a lot of unnecessary things. We were beat with paddles, extension cords, put under mattresses when we were being beat. We relied on by childhood friends and people, and we end up getting in trouble for that. There was just a lot going on during that time, and I felt like I didn't have anywhere to turn. So after homework, what I would do is go online and I would look up meditations or hypnosis. Now, since we already had the Law of Attraction DVD in our house and the book, I just started watching that over and over again, not even realizing that I was being indoctrinated into New Age, okay? Because I didn't have anyone telling me otherwise. So even though I knew to listen to gospel music and I also knew to read the Bible, I didn't really necessarily understand it. And during this time, our computer that we used for homework unfortunately had corn on it, because my stepdad was looking at that on it. And so I just randomly clicked on the ads one day and I didn't know what it was, but that's how I was introduced to that as well. So there were a lot of different gateways and doorways in that home, to where I was really just confused. So after I would do homework, I would basically do these meditations. Like, I was present, but I wasn't present, if that made sense. And I didn't even realize what I was tapping into, but by the grace of God, I was delivered from that. And this is how I was delivered. And this is actually when I end up hearing the audible voice of the Lord. So I had this room that I was able to be in. So if we had good grades, we were basically able to have our own room instead of sharing a room, because it was four of us. So if you had good grades, you were able to be in your own room. And during this time, I was able to have this room. And I end up getting an iPod. It was given to me because I wasn't able to have a phone. I didn't get a phone until I was 19. My parents were very strict, okay? So I wasn't aware of a lot of social media, like MySpace, Twitter, all these extra things. Like, I didn't know anything about it. We couldn't even watch MTV or BET unless we went to a friend's house or something like that. So a lot of things that may have been normal for the average teenager, we really weren't exposed to it. We were known for playing outside, going to school, coming back home, playing outside, watching movies, cleaning, stuff like that. We were basically taught to just be kids. So a lot of things that I was introduced to it at school. I didn't really experience it at home. So one night before I end up going to school the next day, I put in my headphones and I basically turned on this meditation. Come to find out, it was a hypnosis. A hypnosis that would have basically had me astral projecting. Mind you, I don't know anything about any of this. I'm just clicking on it because I just want to be able to go to sleep. So the video does not even start, y'all. I literally click on it. It's not even 2 seconds in. Mind you, I'm laying down in my bed with my back on. You know, I'm laying down on my back. I have the headphones in. I have the iPod under my pillow. And my door is kind of cracked. And I'm just listening. Like, I just turned it on, listening. And before the music even starts, I hear an audible voice say, "Stop." It was the most firm stop I have ever heard in my life. And the Lord's voice is definitely a thunderous voice. It's definitely a voice of many waters. Like, it was stop. Like, I have never, never in my life until that day heard his audible voice. But I knew that it was him. I knew that it was the Lord. So after that, as soon as I heard it, I turned it off, deleted it from my history and everything. Mind you, this was on YouTube too. This was on YouTube. So I just deleted it. I put the cover over my head and I just prayed and I repented. During this time, I had not really accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior just yet, because I was still, like, I knew of Jesus, but I didn't really have a relationship with him. So fast forward, we end up moving out of that house. My parents eventually get a divorce, and we end up living with my mama. So during this time, I had graduated, didn't make the right choices or decisions as far as staying focused, because there was a lot going on and I was the oldest. So I wanted to be strong for my siblings, and I wasn't in the headspace to go to college or school or anything like that. I didn't feel like that was my calling or what the Lord wanted me to do. So I really didn't care to do it, for real. Like, my mind just wasn't there. So fast forward, we end up moving into this new house with my mama, and it's me and my two sisters. My stepbrother actually ended up going back to Florida, and we move into this house, and it's after I graduate, and I'm just lost, y'all. Like, I don't know what I'm gonna do with my life. I just don't know. Like, looking back, I thank the Lord because he kept me, for sure. But I was just very angry. I was a very, very angry teenager. Like, coming into adulthood, I was so angry because my biological father ended his life. My stepdad wasn't a good reflection of what a man should be. It was just a lot of hurt, a lot of anger, a lot of malice. And unfortunately, I took that out on my mama. The Lord has restored that relationship. But mama, if you are watching this, like, I am sorry, because this next thing that I'm about to tell y'all, it's because I left home and I was no longer under my mama's covering, and I was so angry with God that he did humble me. And you don't want God to humble you. But I love my mom. I love my mom so much. Moving on. So I ended up having a friend that had already graduated from high school. My mama had always told me that this girl was not my friend, but I confided in her and thought that she was. I ended up getting into a very big altercation and fight with my mama, to where I even picked something up to hit her with. I didn't hit her with it because I was already on the ground before I could do anything. But there was so much anger and rage. A lot of the things that I did not even know that I did it. I did not realize that I had an angry demon, a demon of Leviathan. Like, I didn't know that that was operating in me. I just knew that I was angry because all the men in my life seemed to amount to nothing. They seem to not have a relationship with God, and then on top of that, they just couldn't lead. They just couldn't lead. And I'm not talking about my uncles or anything like that. My uncles are great, but as far as the immediate, you know, representations of what I had, it just was not there. So me and my mama end up getting to this altercation. It got so bad to where my stepdad was called over there. And after that, I just blacked out. I just remember my sister screaming and crying. And in that moment, I was demonically possessed. I denounced God. Or the demon in me denounced God. I was very angry. I was cussing. I was screaming. A lot of that. And then when I came back to myself, I don't remember anything. But I just remember the look on my mama and my sister's faces. And they were terrified. So I end up leaving the house. I left. I didn't know what I was going to do, but I just left. I ended up confiding in this girl that I thought was my friend, and ended up staying with her. I wasn't with her long. I was with her for a couple of days, and during this time I did have a phone, but I really just had graduation money to keep it on. Like, I didn't actually have a plan. I didn't have a job. I didn't start working until I was 19, so I literally just left without a plan. Confiding in this girl, we ended up going to a party. We made a plan to where she was going to help me get a job and all this kind of stuff. We went to a party. The party ended. Then she said, oh, let's go somewhere else. We went somewhere else. And I already had a very bad feeling, which was the Lord telling me that I should not go and I really need to go home. There were plenty of times when I was in the car with this girl and the Lord was like, you need to call your mama and you need to go home. I did not do that. Plus, my phone was literally about to die. I think my phone was on like 10%. We end up going to this next place, and the people that were involved wanted to take a picture with me. And I thought that was weird because I didn't really care for pictures and stuff like that. Like, I would do Instagram, but like, not really. But she was like, no, take a picture with them. Like, take a picture with them. Like, this is a big mansion, you should take a picture. So reluctantly, I end up taking the picture. And unfortunately, that picture was used against me. That night, I was drugged and essayed. Said this is gonna help you also. Coming into the morning, one of the three people was essaying me out of my sleep. I literally left my body. I left my body and I watched it happen. I was not even in my body. After that person did what they did, they threw my phone at me. My phone was dead. I came out the room. I was trying to keep myself together because I literally just wanted to burst into tears. And as soon as I come out, this girl that was in chorus with me was there because she dated a guy that was there. And the girl that I had went there with were talking. And she was like, oh my gosh, girl, where were you? I was looking for you all night, da da da, this, that, and the third. I said, no, you weren't. I was like, I was literally calling for you. I was calling for you. I was calling for you. When your parents tell you that someone is not your friend, when you have a feeling that someone is not your friend, leave them alone. Leave them alone. Please leave them alone. So we end up getting back in the car. They were making smart remarks. It was a very, very, very belittling moment. I felt so small. I just wanted to jump off a cliff. Like when I think about it, I just kept thinking I should have just stayed at home. I should have stayed at home. I need to call my mom. I need to call my mom. But I was so ashamed, you know? Oh, Lord. Help me, Lord. So we end up getting back in her car. All right, y'all. I do apologize. My camera needed to be charged. So let's go ahead and get back into it. So basically, we were in the car. I was asking her why she left me. She was like, no, you went off. And I was like, no, I did not. Basically, the person asked me if I was hungry and if I wanted some food. He gave me some pasta and a drink. And after that, I really don't remember much. I just remember being essayed. And I remember leaving my body that morning, watching it happen to me. And it was just very, very dark. She didn't care how I felt. She didn't care what happened to me. she was like, no, that didn't happen. You're tripping. Like, it's fine. You're the one that left and all this extra stuff. So I end up texting another friend that I had at the time. And I just asked her if she could come get me because I really did not want to crash out like and hurt her because of what had happened to me. Like, I didn't even have the strength, y'all. Like, I didn't even have the strength to, like, I was so confused. I was so irritated. I was so sad. I was so hurt. It was so many different emotions at the same time. And even when my phone did come back on, like, it didn't even charge long enough. Like, so I reached out to another friend. She came to get me, her and her mom. They actually took me to go get everything done that needed to be done to make sure that I was fine. And by the grace of God, by the grace and mercy of God, I did not get anything. So glory be to God for that. Glory be to God for that. I also forgot my ring, so I do apologize, but I am married now. The Lord has restored my life like 110-fold. the Lord is so good, but that was a very, very dark time in my life. So instead of staying with the girl that set me up, I end up staying with the friend that took me to get seen. Her and her mother, they were very supportive. Oh, Jesus. They were very helpful during that time. And then I find out that, of course, rumors and things that should not be happening are going around about me. And mind you, I was the girl that nobody could say anything about. I've always been like that. I stayed to myself. I was a good girl. I only dealt with one person. So this happening to me was, it tarnished my reputation, and it didn't help because of what I had already went through at home. Cause I never dealt with that trauma. I never dealt with what happened with my biological father. I never dealt with what happened with my stepdad and him leaving. And I even had to sit down and tell my mama, like, you have to divorce him or he will be the death of you. He's not doing right by you. So there was so much going on, and I was just looking for something. I hated that lies were being told about me, which is why they took the picture, to make it seem like I was down with what they did to me, which was not the case. There were plenty of times when I just had to defend myself and no one would listen to me. I lost a lot of weight. I cut off all my hair. I was about 90 pounds. It was just a very dark time. I tried a couple times to unalive myself, but it just didn't work. It's like the Lord was just like, no, you know. So he kept me during that time, even though it was very, very dark. I ended up just really trying to get to know who I was during that time. But that friend's mother that I was staying with, she kind of aided me back to the cross, if that makes sense. She always played gospel music. She just believed in the Lord. And due to her own personal reasons, that's why her faith was the way that it was. So it really helped me because she was just like, I would never want this to happen to anybody that I know. But by God's grace, you don't have anything that you can't get rid of. So, you know, you should be thankful. You should be thankful that God kept you. And she was like, the enemy just wanted to try to break who you are. And he couldn't, because you're still here today. So after staying with her, I was homeless. I basically just hopped around from different homes, just trying to find my way. So I end up leaving there. I stayed at the house of someone that I was on and off with during that time. And it just really got to the point to where he was like, you should really go home. Like, I think that you should go home. And me, I was like, I need to go home. So I called my mama on her birthday. I called my mama on her birthday, and I actually forgot. I was so gone and lost. I didn't even know what day it was majority of the time. And I was just like, hey, can you just come get me? Can you just come get me? She came to get me, and she was like, God is so good, because the only thing that I wanted for my birthday was for you to come home. I was homeless for 6 months, Now, in some peculiar, miraculous way, the Lord provided for me. I never had to compromise, you know, myself. And even when I was put in compromising situations, I would just try to leave. By the grace of God, I was able to stay places that were safe. But when I say homeless, there were times when I did sleep in a car because I was prideful, because I was shameful, because I just didn't know who I was. And I was just sad. I was very, very sad. I never understood depression and all that kind of stuff until then. I never realized that I had trauma until then. But there was always someone there to be helpful to me. Like, there was always someone that was still caring for me. There was always someone that could give me clothes or, like, give me food. When I finally went back home, my life started getting much better. I ended up just getting my life together. I didn't want to be where I was. I didn't want to experience the hurt I felt, and I kept asking the Lord to restore my innocence. So I end up coming back home, and that's when I really started seeking the Lord. Now, I was still very much a baby Christian. I didn't know a lot of things, and even though I read the word and listened to sermons, I was still listening to a lot of secular music. So things were still confusing me. But time went on, life got better. I ended up getting a job. Then I ended up getting two jobs, or I was working two jobs. I ended up getting my first car. So things were looking up, you know, things were really looking up. And we had moved to this one place. And during this time, I was really big on Hillsong. I used to listen to Hillsong all the time. Especially Spirit lead my feet will never wander. So I didn't really understand the Holy Spirit just yet, but I knew that the Lord was calling me to really have a true relationship with Him. During that time, I ended up meeting my now husband, and we actually met when we were 19. We are about to exit our 20s now, very soon. I was so nervous when I met him. But during this time before that, I literally did not take anyone serious. I was really just focused on myself. I focused on myself a lot. I worked out. I went to work. I slept. I read the word. That was literally my life. Didn't really do much. I ended up meeting him on Instagram. He put some eye emojis under my picture, and then I replied to him like, what do you mean? And then he DM'd me, and then the rest is history. We went on a really great date. He said that when he met me, the Lord had already told him that I had been through something. So the Lord orchestrates everything to truly work out for your good, even the darkest moments. And I thank the Lord for bringing me through that. There were other things that I struggled with, even during our relationship, and times that I really had to take to really reflect on who I was as a person, who I was as a daughter, who I was as a sister, who I was as a friend, you know, and who I used to be versus who I am now. Completely unrecognizable. And all I can do is give honor and glory to God. You know, for God to already let someone know that you have been through something like that, to where you end up being able to build a beautiful life with them is just mind-blowing, in my opinion. So we did date for a long time. I also did step away and take a break because I really needed to focus on myself. I needed to figure out who I was. I needed to really just get myself together. I felt like I just didn't know who I was. And I was still trying to figure out who Jesus was in my life and who he was to me. So I ended up getting baptized in 2022. I just felt like I needed to get baptized. I ended up already having an appointment for the baptism, but I ended up going to the wrong location. And I was like, I have to get baptized today. Like today, I just have to get baptized. There was an urgency in my spirit. And I ended up going. My body was starting to get hot. It was definitely a tug of war, I felt like, in the spirit for my soul, because I was getting so hot and I was just like, well, maybe I shouldn't be here. I was going back and forth with myself, but Jesus Christ saved me. I ended up going, I got baptized, and ever since then, my life has never been the same. I did still struggle with some things. I had to let some people go. People that had been in my life for years, sometimes 4 years, sometimes 10 years, but it has all brought me to this moment. I have an amazing mentor that's a mighty woman of God. I've learned so much from her, and I was also able to take a step back, and I knew that I had a desire to be married, and I knew that my husband was the one I wanted to spend the rest of my life with, but I also knew that I needed to do the inner work in order to be the helper that he needed on this life journey. So Jesus did a work in me. He did a work in me. He transformed all of my relationships, all of my friendships. Like, my relationship with my mama is so much better. I pray for my sisters. I pray for my mother. I pray for my husband. I pray for people that I meet randomly. Like, I am a prayer warrior and an intercessor. And I love Jesus. And he has restored my life 100-fold. He has changed my life for the better. I just recently even left my job because he wants me in full-time ministry. Like, I would have never thought that this would be who I am today. But to God be the glory. Like, he can literally do anything. He can do anything. And he will constantly work it out for your good. He gives you a joy, okay? He gives you peace that surpasses all understanding. He restores relationships that are really supposed to be restored to be fruitful in your life. And you will see answers to your prayers, because I have. I am living in answered prayers right now. Glory be to God. So there is nothing that our Lord and Savior cannot do. There is no heartbreak that he cannot mend. If anything, he's near to the brokenhearted. He comforts the brokenhearted. So be encouraged. I am not my past, because I have been forgiven. And my transgressions and everything that I ever did in my life was nailed to the cross. Every single day I repent to the Lord. Every single day. Because this life is only a vapor. We are living on borrowed time, but it's not to be sad about it. If anything, it's to be glad about it. If anything, it's to look forward to the good things and the godly gifts that God has given us. He is a restorer. He can do all things. He can do all things. He can make the impossible possible. He has restored everything in my life. Every single thing. He has restored everything in my life, and he will do it for you too. That's why I'm even doing this podcast right now. So be encouraged. Be encouraged. There have been other things that I've been through in my life, but the Lord really wanted me to hone in on that, which is one of the darkest things in my life. But he turned my... He gave me beauty for ashes. And he has restored my innocence. He has given me an amazing, loving husband. He has restored my self-esteem. He has restored everything. And he can do it for you too. I love you all with the love of Christ. I pray that your life is never the same after this video. And I pray that you continuously seek the Lord, because he is the true vine and we are the branches. We are connected to our Lord and Savior. And even the darkest moments, even the hardest things that we have been through, he is a comforter, and he loves you, and he will never leave nor forsake you. And if you don't have anybody, you have Jesus. You may not have all the friends that you want. You may not be where you want, but be content in where the Lord has you right now. Look at the cup half full. Be grateful. Have a heart of gratitude. Have a heart of gratitude. Be thankful. Have a heart of thankfulness. Be joyous. Be happy for others that are doing better than you. But don't compare yourself to nobody, because you don't know where they are in their walk. But know that the Lord loves you. He cares for you. And if you're watching this video, if you have made it to the end, to God be the glory. I pray that your life is never the same. I pray that your life is never the same for the better. And whatever the Lord tells you to do, do it. Because obedience is better than sacrifice. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord, that you even strengthened me to do that. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I just thank you for today. I thank you, Lord, that today is a day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Oh God, I thank you for your loving kindness. Oh God, I thank you for your mercy. I thank you, Lord God, for deliverance from alcohol, from drugs, from anxiety, from depression, from lasciviousness, from lewdness, from any devious act in the mighty name of Jesus, anything that is not of you, anything that is detestable to you, Father God, I thank you right now for deliverance. I thank you right now for deliverance. I thank you right now for deliverance. I thank you right now that we are whole. I thank you right now that we are complete in you. Lord God, I bind every ambush of the enemy, every plot of the enemy that is trying to make this fall on rocky ground. Lord God, I bind it right now in the name of Jesus, and I loose it back into the pit of hell so that it may never return. I bind every form of witchcraft, every form of iniquity, every form of shame. I bind every demonic entity and principality in the mighty name of Jesus. Loose in the mighty name of Jesus. I bind you and I loose you back into the pit of hell so that you may never return again. Oh God, to God be the glory. I thank you, Lord God, for setting them free even now. I thank you, Lord God, for doing it now. I thank you, Lord God, for restoration now. I thank you, Lord God, for mending broken hearts now. I thank you, Lord God, that they have been released, Father God, and set free from strongholds in the mind, oh God. Lord, I thank you for touching them from the top of their head to the soles of their feet, Father God. Oh God, I thank you for healing right now. I thank you, Lord God, for healing in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you right now for healing in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you right now. I thank you right now that it is so. I thank you right now. I thank you right now for deliverance. I thank you right now for joy. I thank you right now for peace. I loose every fruit of the Spirit in the mighty name of Jesus over every listener and every viewer of this podcast. Oh God, I thank you. I thank you that you have angels encamped around us, Lord God. I thank you that you would never leave nor forsake us in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, that even now you are working it out. I thank you, Lord God, that you incline your ear to us in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, I pray for repentance. I pray that if they're not right with you, they repent in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray that it is so, that they will be saved, that their mothers will be saved, that their fathers will be saved, that their children will be saved in the mighty name of Jesus, that they will see that you are good. Hey, thank you, Jesus, that they will see that you are good, that you are a loving Father, that you are unconditional loving Father, that you are a just God, that you are a miracle worker and a way maker. Oh God, I thank you. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hey, God. Thank you, Lord, that you are merciful and good and just. Thank you, Lord, that you are a gracious God. Oh God, I thank you. I worship you. I give you all the honor. I give you all the glory. I give you all the praise, Lord God. Get the glory out of all of our lives in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. And may their lives never be the same. Lord God, I thank you. I thank you, Lord God, that it is so. I thank you that it is so. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you that it is so and it shall not be otherwise. In Jesus' mighty name, hallelujah. Amen. Amen. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. I pray that this episode, oh God, thank you, Jesus. I pray that this, God, Hey, God, thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, thank you, Jesus. Hey, coro son to the robo goro son to the esse ara santa the robo goro son to the esse. Hey, God, thank you, Jesus. Deliverance in the mighty name of Jesus. Restoration in the mighty name of Jesus. You will be just fine. I don't know who this is for, my God, today. Whoo. You will be just fine. You will be just fine. No matter what it looks like, my God, you will be just fine. The Lord loves you. He loves you so much. He loves you so much. You will be just fine. And whatever you've been through, the chains are falling off right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever has kept you bound can no longer keep you bound, because your deliverance is today. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Your deliverance. Your deliverance is today. Devil, loose in the mighty name of Jesus. Loose them. Loose. Loose, 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 loose them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I bind you and I loose you back into the pit of hell so that they may never return. I bind you right now in the mighty name of Jesus and loose you back into the pit of hell so that you may never return. Legion may never return. They may never return. I bind you right now in the mighty name of Jesus and I loose you back into the pit of hell so that you may never return. Let them go. They don't belong to you. Let them go. They don't belong to you. Speak life. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Speak life. Speak life over your finances. Speak life over your health. Speak life over everything. Over everything. Do not let anything negative come out of your mouth. Do not let anything negative come out of your mouth. I don't know who this is for, my God. Do not let anything negative come out of your mouth anymore. Anymore. There was power of life and death in your tongue. And you have been consistently cursing yourself. And you need to stop it in the mighty name of Jesus. No more. No more. No more. You shall live and not die. You are the head and not the tail. You are above and not beneath. And you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. With man, it's impossible. But with God, nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible. And if you don't know him, may you know him in Jesus' mighty name. Surrender your life to him. Give your life to him. Repent of all of your sins, sins of omission and commission. And as long as you live, from this day forward, keep your eyes on Jesus. And as long as you keep your eyes on Jesus, whatever he tells you to do, do it. Wherever he tells you to move, move. Whoever he tells you to let go, let them go in the mighty name of Jesus, because it will be worth it. It will be worth it. It will be worth it. Because he hears conversations that you don't. He sees things that you don't. But most importantly, he knows the heart of people. And he knows their intentions. So if it does not sit right with you, let it go. And if the Lord tells you to let it go, let it go. Because I had to let the old me go. I had to let her go. I did not know that the Lord was going to do all this right now. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Let it go. Let it go. Whatever it is. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. But whatever it is, it's not good. And the Lord wants you to let it go. He wants you to let it go. And you need to let it go today. In Jesus' mighty name, Lord. Hey, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, let it go. Let it go. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm trying to end this. I'm trying to end this, God, because I'm overwhelmed. I'm overwhelmed. The Lord loves you. He cares about you. Like I said, if you don't have a relationship with him, give your life to him. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. I love you all with the love of Christ. Continue to seek Jesus. Continue to seek him. He loves you. We are the bride of Christ for a reason. We are supposed to be connected to the vine because he is the vine. He is the power source. He is everything that we need. I love you all with the love of Christ. Thank you so much for watching. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. I'll see you in my next one. God willing.